This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I read stories today about other instances where you had people here illegally that had committed murders and violent crimes in places like Louisiana, Maryland, and in Colorado. And we know, obviously, what happened in Georgia.
Now, Governor Brian Kemp, it's on Neil Cavuto's show on Fox there. He goes on to discuss, obviously, issues with the border and issues that have been made manifest in our town. Now, 1 week ago today, the horrific murder of young Lakin Riley, her funeral tomorrow in Cherokee County, Woodstock. But he goes on in that conversation to discuss fentanyl flowing across the border, claiming lives daily, and blames the lax security along that southern border for those deaths as well, does Governor Brian Kemp. Likewise, Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, who joins us now. Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, Tim, good to be with you, and hope you're doing well this morning.
A specific piece of Senate legislation you're talking about that addresses the point raised by the governor combating fentanyl trafficking in Georgia is Senate Bill 465 on this legislative crossover day. Tell us what that bill would do.
Well, it just makes us stiffer penalties, makes distributing fentanyl or drugs laced with fentanyl a felony as opposed to a misdemeanor. And Senator Russ Goodman out of Valdosta carried that bill. We helped him craft the language in my office, and it passed out almost unanimously out of the Senate, I guess, 2 days ago now. We got a crisis going on with the drugs that are flowing into this country, between that and the human trafficking that has happened due to the wide open borders, the unvetting of people coming across here, they're bringing drugs, they're trafficking humans, and it is, the ripple threat is being felt all over the country. And we've got to step up and be more aggressive about how we address these things, and because it's obvious this administration ain't gonna do anything about it, hopefully we'll have a changing of the guard in 24, but the states are just gonna have to fend for themselves, because right now what's going on is awful on a lot of different fronts, but. The fentanyl issue is just one of many issues we're having to deal with.
Well, you mentioned having the states take care of these matters themselves. Okay, we're seeing what's happening in Texas, and Governor Kemp sending guard troops down there, or will other states do the same? They're doing something very tangible in Texas. They're stringing razor wire in at least a couple of locations there along the border. That's something they can physically do. That is something they can tangibly do. What can we do in Georgia?
Well, like I said, we're looking at being more active, getting more resources to our law enforcement, whether it be from our Attorney General's office to the GBI to State Patrol, and because in a lot of cases, the human trafficking is taking place, and it's taking place undercover. And so you've got to be out in the field and seek these things out and apprehend these people and either get them deported or have to get them out of the state of Georgia, because a lot of bad actors are coming across that border, and we don't need them here.
Well, you mentioned that, getting them at least get them out of Georgia. I mentioned this just a moment ago in another conversation, and ripped from today's headlines, as it were. This was earlier this week in Towns County. There's a fella by the name of Carlos Lopez. He's 28 years old, a Mexican national, but living in Hiawassee. Traffic stop, methamphetamine, get him into the Towns County jail. The folks at the Towns County jail did what the law says they're supposed to do, picked up the phone and called ICE. ICE came and got the guy. That's the way it's supposed to work. We have evidence that it doesn't work that way in every place in Georgia. I guess that speaks to the House bill that, that may be headed your way in the Senate later today with crossover day that would stiffen the penalties, actually make it a crime for sheriffs not to make these kind of phone calls. Devil's in the details, but do you support this legislation in concept at least?
Definitely. Well, you just take for instance the murder that went on in Athens, Georgia, with the Lake and Riley. You know, that was a guy who was here illegally, was arrested in New York for committing a crime. I think he was arrested somewhere else for committing some sort of a crime.
New York State.
He's still here, sir.
New York State. Before he was ever arrested in Georgia.
Yeah, New York State. He was arrested and for I think abusing a minor or something like that, and he should have been deported then. I think he was arrested another time for illegally crossing the border, but you know, they didn't send him back to Venezuela, wherever it was he's from. But I mean, you've got an instance in Atlanta where. They've apprehended drug dealers that are you know, have ties of Mexican cartels, and they let them back out on the street after you know, going through a court hearing. So I mean, these things are ridiculous. We've got to hold these. We're going to be more aggressive about holding these locally elected officials who want to declare themselves sanctuary cities or safe harbors for illegals. We're going to introduce something that hold those folks accountable for not doing their duties and taking care of the people that they're elected to look after at the local level, and we're going to hold them accountable because this is ridiculous. Over in Athens, it just breaks my heart. Over in Athens, Georgia, that young lady. The elected officials in Athens, Georgia, need to realize if we can't protect the kids that are going to that university, then shame on them. They need to go find something else to do. Or be dealt with at the state level.
Well, you know, we had our mayor, Mayor Kelly Gertz, who's going to be in studio with us on Monday, I should point out. He held that news conference. Everybody saw it yesterday. He pointed to crime data that points out that Athens is acting, compared to other cities around the state, other cities around the southeast, Athens is actually safe. Now, I'm not sure, as I mentioned earlier, I don't know that data points and stats are what people are wanting to hear right now, but they are what they are. They do speak to the fact that whatever is being done or not being done, as the case may be, the consequences until last week were not something that we were discussing. What would you say to that? What do you say when you hear what the mayor had to say yesterday? How do you respond?
Well, when you got a DA that won't prosecute folks who just automatically let people out the street or please them down to misdemeanors or whatever it might be, that DA has been a problem since she got elected over there. As far as enforcing crime, and so she's put our men and women in law enforcement in a bad spot because you know they see a crime take place and they arrest somebody and they already know what her actions are going to be, which is pretty much do nothing. It disincentivizes them to even to do anything, to take action. And it's really, that's the reason why we've put that prosecutor oversight or the DA oversight committee in place to take on folks like that. I think we got the language correct on it this year. But the whole essence of that bill a year ago was to address people like her. And so we're going to do that. I think that press conference I watched yesterday was pretty disgusting, and it looked like somebody who was totally out of touch with reality, to tell you the truth, because his job is to protect the best asset that county has going for it, and it's the kids that go to that university system and the parents who always scrounge up the money to send them over there, and for them to think that that is something that there's something that people flock to that area for his leadership or that elected leadership, I've got news for him. It's not that. So you need to be tough on crime, especially in a community like that where you've got a lot of young people who are away from home for the first time. They ought not be scared to go out and enjoy all the wonderful things that it is about in enjoying the college experience.
About a minute left, Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones. I'm a little bit surprised when your folks reached out a day or two ago. Let's talk on Thursday. I don't know how you have time to talk on legislative crossover day. How late do you folks think you're going to be there tonight? Always a busy day, crossover day.
Yes, busy day. Obviously, for your viewers, listeners, crossover is the day when a bill that's going to be considered is going to get out of the House or get out of the Senate to be considered in the other chamber. That's why they call it crossover day. So it's usually pretty busy. I don't know how late we'll be. Hopefully it won't be too late. I'm not big on passing a lot of legislation. I believe in small government operations. But we do have a number of bills on the phone, and we'll see how far we get down the list. But right. Hopefully we'll get everything we want done.
All right, Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, thanks for checking in on what I know is going to be a busy day. Thanks for your time. Best of luck today.
Okay, appreciate it. Thank you.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.